Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com.
It seems to me, because I'm rather simplistic, that the solutions are much simpler than people think. You know, if you take, they're not really simple, but they're simple to say. I mean, take food, for example, and children getting obese. The simplest thing to say is they need to change their diet. Changing that diet is, of course, much more difficult because it's more about persuasion and you're not going to get people to eat things they don't like and worse. So it seems to me that the most effective way, it needs to be a whole lot of things, of course. It's about education. It's about making things easier and you know, some legal things like advertising and so on, you can fix. But what really makes a difference is if you can train children when they're corralled in school, when you've actually got them and they can't go away, if you can make them like a healthy diet, and that whole generation grows up liking a healthy diet, it'll be much easier to get the next generation to do it, and they will influence their children. And so my principal thing is that schools have to take sadly, because of course in an ideal world this would be the parental job, but we've lost two or three generations of parents who can't cook, who don't know anything about food, who've lived on junk food all their lives. So they are not the ideal mentors to teach their children how to like a healthy diet. So if we can get poor old teachers, they get lumbered with everything, you know. But while they're at school, the thing they've got on their side, if they take food seriously and they teach children about food and about nutrition and where it comes from, and they teach them to grow, and lots of schools do this now, and they feed them only healthy food, and make sure that they can't eat junk, I mean, at least while they're at school. Of course, you can't control what happens out of school, but if you can use that time at school as a lesson so that the lunchtime doesn't feel like a lesson, it feels like a nice thing to do. They sit down and they all eat the same food, obviously, except for diets and allergies and so on. And they know what they're eating, they know why they're eating it. And schools that do this say that the difference in their academic performance is remarkable. You know, a term of good eating will make a fantastic difference to kids' concentration, to the results they get at school. And the teachers that have realised this, the heads that have realised this, and think that's one of the ways to improve my league tables and get stuck in and do it, become completely convinced by it. So, of course, I want that to happen all over the place. And recently, I've been in the press a lot for, which, of course, I didn't exactly say it like this, but the headlines are all, Prue wants to ban lunchboxes. Well, of course, I would like to ban lunchboxes for the simple reason that if children arrive at having a school lunch, they won't eat it if they're not hungry. And if they're full of chocolate and biscuits and stuff they've brought in, and there are very few parents who pack a healthy lunch box, unfortunately, because they've got their kids nagging them. Can I have this? Can I have that? So this is not rocket science. This is what they do in Finland. Every child sits down with their teachers. They know what they're eating. They spend 2 weeks, I think, a week or 2 weeks, I can't remember, in the kitchen, helping the cooks cook. The food comes in freshly. The equipment is fantastic. The environment where the children sit is a really nice place to be. And they do batch cooking, so it arrives on the cafeteria thing all fresh and just recently, just cooked. And it's delicious. So the children love it. So when I say ban lunch boxes, before you can do that, you have to get the food really delicious and very healthy. You have to get the teachers on side. You have to get the parents on side. And parents, funnily enough, are easily persuaded if you take the trouble to persuade them. I mean, I know a school in London, a primary school, who the caterers were going bust because so few children had school dinners. And you need about 200 children in a primary school who take school lunches in order for the money to work out, for them to break even. And these children, they only had about 100 kids taking school lunches, but there were 250 children in the school. It wasn't a big school. And what the head did is he got all the parents together and he said, look, it's a choice. We either close the catering and give all the kids who have free school meals, of which there are about half of them, we give them a sandwich and an apple in a packet, but nothing hot, or everybody comes and has school lunch. And I just, and we all agree that. And they all agreed because they were persuaded that wouldn't it be nice to be able to go to the supermarket with the children without them nagging about what went into their lunch boxes and saying that they wanted chocolates. And so just, I'm sorry, it's not allowed. School doesn't let it. So they got persuaded. And it was remarkable because it made a huge difference to the children's attendance and their results and the atmosphere in the school and all the rest of it. But they had to persuade the parents.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.